Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. This week, once again, it's brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Heaps Normal, non-alcoholic beer that fucking tastes good. Tastes real good, Heggy.
Oh, the best. I've been watching some Olympics. I'm surprised they're not having a few poolside when they're giving their sharkers, which I've seen a fair bit of from the Aussies.
Well, you know who's gotten right into it, and that is my 10-day-old son. He's fucking smashed him because he's not allowed to have solids yet, so we've just got him on the Heaps Normals. There's no alcohol in it, so he's good to go.
Great. He's all right on the ring, Paul?
Yeah. He's working those. He's got pretty strong forearms so far, and if he just to keep his head straight in the cot at night, I just put one on either side of his head.
Beauty.
You know, it's nice and cooling.
Keeps him cool, yeah.
After he's been on the tit for a while, he can be a bit hot, so a couple of cold Heaps Normals on his ears.
Good on him. That could be the new ad. That'll be on a billboard, a baby with a Heaps Normal attached to either side. The entry-level beer helmet.
Fuck, they're good. I've been smashing them. It's nice. It is, as I said, not on the booze yet. These newborn babies. This one's actually sleeping all right.
Oh, yeah.
Credit to the boy.
Full credit.
Full credit to the boy. It's the 2.5-year-old that we just thought, you'll fit into our lives and we won't make any adjustments.
No.
We were wrong.
Yeah.
He's still sleeping like a cunt. But the new bloke, good stuff. So, Heaps Normal. That's what we're getting at. Thanks for everybody that's bought them so far and send us messages with photos of you getting stuck into them. And I can't stress it out. I've had to write this message a few times on Insta, Heggy. I don't know if you've seen it. Somebody said, what's that, 65 for a slab? I said, yeah. More expensive up front, save on the back end.
What, of your life?
Yeah.
Being a bit longer.
Well, you're not going to need cab money. You can just drive home or drive wherever you want. You don't need a kebab because you're still sober. There's going to be no $300 withdrawal at 2 a.m. on a Saturday morning. None of that.
Oh, yeah. You don't drive your wife and kids out of your life.
Keep your family around you. Don't wake up with glitter on you. And your wife going, what's this? None of that. So get into the Heaps Normals. Sure, 60-odd bucks up front, life-changing in the back. All right?
Get in.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rate can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate? Sleeping heaps, baggy eyes.
I'm all right. Well, we just found out down here in Sectoria that our restrictions are being lifted.
Oh, good for you.
But I just want to let you know, Heggy, that there was this message on the ABC news blog, Hi All in Sydney, just putting it out there that all of us in Melbourne know what you're going through. Stay safe, be strong, and you'll get through this. Love from Melbourne.
Woke up this morning, I suddenly realised we're all in this together.
We're all in it together, Heggy.
Jesus
Christ. I started smiling, cause you were smiling, and we're all in this together.
Oh. How's another one? Just a big virtual hug to everyone currently in lockdown, particularly in New South Wales. We know it's hard watching numbers not moving in the right direction, blah, blah, blah. Try to limit how much COVID-related news you consume if your mood is being affected and stay strong. And that was from Victorian Toddler Mum.
Woke up this morning, Christ. I suddenly realised we're all in this together.
No, we're not.
The fucking ABC blog, I think we've brought it up before. I just want the news.
Oh, they used to employ journalists there.
Yeah.
Now what are they? Bloggers? Yuck.
Now adults ask other adults for an emergency cute.
Yeah, fuck me.
And someone puts up a photo of a fucking hamster or something. Shut up, cunt. How many people are on incubators?
Shouldn't be allowed to work there until you're about 35, I reckon. There's no proper actual adults sending out virtual hugs to other states.
I said incubator. I don't mean incubator.
Imagine that.
What's the one I mean? Fuck, I haven't had enough sleep. Ventilator.
Oh, the respirator.
Respirator. I said incubator. Fucking hell.
And a little Bain Marie.
Oh, geez. That'll get brought up. You can't get angry and then get a word wrong at the end. Never helps. It's like the people at those at the COVID marches with misspelled words on the signs. Never a good look.
Oh, yeah. It's not a great look, but that's how people get people. That's what I do to make a difference and a positive difference to the world is I hunt down bigots online and correct their grammar. Oh. I feel like I'm doing a bang-up job.
Do you think that's ever turned someone around? Like they've just written a fucking foul message and then somebody underneath has corrected them that they've used the wrong there? Do you think they ever go, ah, you got me?
No. Oh, it's happened to me, never with the wrong there because I've never done that, but with other things, yes. He's going, fuck, you did get me, you little prick. It doesn't make me change my mind, not at all. Once an anti-vaxxer, always an anti-vaxxer.
Well, mate, I just wanted to let you know that we are all in this together. Well, not really. I'm about to go to the pub later on. Just got a message from Welcome Stranger, 11:59 p.m.
So did I. I got the Welcome Stranger email. I was going to tell you.
Welcome Stranger, one of the worst pubs in the world on Bourke Street in Melbourne. It is fucking horrendous, but Heggie and I go there during Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Oh, it's great.
There's no fucking brown noses getting around.
Well, you don't see anyone you know there unless you invite them. Great place.
Yeah.
But all in this together, absolutely not. Last year it was definitely not. I didn't feel the same way. So plus, you and Bob are all going, oh, you will never, ever know what this feels like. You're all fucking, it, of course, we did it, but just the less time. Grow up. I know exactly what it feels like. Stop sending out virtual hugs and singing Imagine on your computers. It's disgusting.
Somebody did want to let you know, Heggie, that it may make you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
From G underscore Hop Dave on Instagram said, maybe tell Heggie the KT26 is a half price at Big W at the moment.
Oh yeah, I know, but they haven't put out a new colour for literally over 2 years. They've really dropped the ball there, so I'm up to date with my colours.
Have they blamed COVID at the KT26 factory for?
I assume so. COVID. Sorry, we're stuck. We've all gone colourblind in here. We're just producing the green with the khaki with the white stripe. They all look the same to us. It's COVID. Can't smell them.
You love a KT26. How many pairs you got?
Oh, probably five or six, but like that includes my steel caps and my mowing ones and the ones I take to the park in the morning with the dog that get wet all the time. So probably three pair I'd wear out.
Yeah, ripper.
So not over the top. It's a $20 shoe. It's fine.
Well, half price now, even cheaper. Get amongst it.
No, that is half price. $39.
Did get RRP. A message too the other week. A listener was on a flight, Cairns to Melbourne, on a Jetstar flight. Apparently a lady just started smoking pot halfway through, trying to fight people.
Sick.
Got arrested at right. The other end. He let us know and said, watch out for this in the news. Has not turned up in the news. And it does have me thinking about how many unreported mid-flight brawls there must be.
Oh, thousands. Like that's probably newsworthy. That's a pretty good little scoop.
Yeah.
But I think news crews aren't allowed at the airport probably now. I don't know.
COVID.
They're not really on the lookout for that. Got to do something big. That's pretty good though.
Go to there's a pub in Echuca in country Victoria. They just stayed open during the lockdown, told everyone to fuck off.
Oh, yeah?
The cops turned up and they still had regulars and stuff coming in. Yeah. Said can't afford to close it.
What was the outcome?
I don't know what thin margin you're running on when opening the door for a few lunatics to come in and have pots of Carlton Draft and a Palmer, if that.
Yeah.
Like surely turning on the deep fryer for the Palmer is going to, and pouring those pots. That's not keeping you above.
I don't know, man. I think most businesses are trading insolvent. Like it took about a day for comedians to start begging for cash, but they're a bunch of losers. But even beyond that, most businesses are like, fuck, I've only got 2 weeks and then I can't pay the rent. That's a very thin line to operate on.
But thankfully, Jeff Bezos went to space for fucking 6 minutes or whatever. So
yeah, makes you think, doesn't it? We better get stuck in, mate. Well, I'm missing Conrad. He's Well, we're hoping he does this after his shift. He's pulling about 20 hours a day at the moment.
Your
he's
mate.
Responsible for the Olympics.
He is.
My mate Conrad.
Yeah, your he's, mate.
Inserting the canned laughter into the games.
I was watching a little bit before we're recording this on Tuesday Arvo. It's the surfing comps on, but there's like a fucking hurricane rolling in or something. The water
looks
pretty
big, actually.
Filthy.
Yeah, I'll flip that on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks real nasty.
Well, that's where those skills come out, I suppose, if you make something out of nothing. I'd be great if it was only big wavers who did it.
I like, though, that it's an event where you can just truly blame the conditions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you might get a shit run of waves and then the next person to have a surf gets a great run.
Yeah.
Does that affect it? Then you can just call Poseidon a cunt in the post-match interview or whatever.
Don't know. I'm sure someone's a victim somewhere. It's a main thing. The same ones who thank God probably blame nature. Who knows?
The Aussie swimmer Titmus that won gold and her coach went fucking berserk.
Oh yeah,
and then
great.
All those people online complaining that the coach is a bit over the top, and that's, you know, that's probably bad.
Can't even get excited now without people complaining. People complaining about that.
Yeah. They were having a whinge saying it was a little bit over the top, and it's that sort of aggression towards the athlete. It's like, no, he just fucking needs.
Jesus Christ.
Pupil won a gold medal.
Look at a few old videos of Laurie Lawrence.
I don't think any of those people on Twitter have ever got any medal.
Oh, no. Wolf. Encouragement awards.
Participation subway voucher. We know what that is.
Fourth place medal.
Well, the Olympics, they're on. They did it.
We better get into this. Episode 72.
Let's do it. Hooray! Hey, before we kick off, can you just tell everyone quickly what you just had for lunch?
There you go.
I know you're on your little 4 hour fast. It's lunchtime. You mentioned something. You said, what did you say you were just eating?
Spring rolls.
Delicious, right? I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Love a spring roll. But then you followed it with, I made them myself. I didn't, again, this is going to be a roast chicken scenario. Didn't know it was possible. I thought all spring rolls came from the Marathon factory.
You thought they all come out of a deep fryer.
Yeah. How much sweet chili sauce was in the bowl?
Yeah. Werribee Lake. That's just a deep fryer. People just go down there with their baskets of chips. Squat over the thing like people used to do with their washing, except they're just frying stuff, nuclear waste, just boiling away. Man, it's possible to make, you're not going to believe this, anything you eat in a restaurant, you can also make.
Mind blown. Absolutely blown.
Anyway, we're kicking off here with, makes you think, doesn't it? This week is, we're looking at good old Northwest Airlines.
Oh,
which happens to be
the
airline of choice for the best hijacker of all time, D.B. Cooper.
Ah, we've got to do an episode on this bloke.
There's volumes of information and podcasts on this.
Yeah.
You know about this bloke.
Yeah.
This unsolved incident's got heaps of shit written about it and podcasts and what have you, nothing we could add. But have a read, though. Very interesting unsolved case. 45 years of employment of FBI and various police for nothing.
Also, love as well that was just a name made up for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he made up a name, D. Cooper or Dan Cooper or something, and then some bloke in the area, his name was DB, and they said, oh, just call him DB, and that's it.
Just call him DB Cooper.
Yeah.
It's quite a strong name. It's got like a 70s cop show.
It's like when a kid at school stinks and his name's Stinky Johnson or something, and then he leaves. Another kid turns up a few years later called Johnson. He's just Stinky from then on. Yeah, he can have it. Might have great personal hygiene.
Hey,
in.
You might know this with two kids that are in school. Obviously, mine aren't old enough yet. Is bullying still alive and well?
It's moved itself online, but yeah, it's still around.
But good nicknames and stuff?
No, not really. Just out. No, that's all gone. The fun stuff's all gone. Just the nastiness has remained and been pushed underground.
That's a shame.
It's like Prohibition, like anything. It's made it worse. Better the devil you know, as far as those things go. as a teacher, I'd much prefer to just see a kid bashing another kid. You can sort that out on the spot.
Mate, there was a chick down in Melbourne the other day, a mum, a wife of a former AFL player, not named, but kids at a private school, took her son's phone. She went down to the school and got her distant friends on the phone who are from a bikie gang.
Yeah.
And got the bikies on the phone to the kids that stole their son's phone, and they said, fucking give it back in an hour, we'll come down there and kick the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
And the phone got given back, and the teachers at the school were rapt.
Yeah, as they should be.
They said, we can't tell the kids off anymore, so thanks for getting the bikies involved.
Yeah. bit of tough love is what kids
fucking
need.
Fucking hell. It's gone mental. Yeah. When the teachers have to rely on the bikies to do a bit of community service.
There used to be some middle ground there. Tell you what, when you type Northwest Airlines into Google, the prefill on the first 7 or 8 lines is flight numbers. Oh. I just put the kettle on when I see that. Oh, here we go. But Northwest Airlines, 620 fatalities to its name, dating back to 1938.
So I assume that's just not a couple of big planes having a rough day.
It's heaps of stuff.
That's heaps.
Oh, they're spread out, probably average 10 to 20. There's a couple of sizable sort of, you know, 50 to 100s, but not many. Yeah, they're all – I don't want to bang on about all their crashes, but they did stack all four of their Lockheeds between 1938 and 1940. If I was in charge of that, after the third one, I'd just decommission the fourth one. Yeah, Lockheeds obviously aren't doing the job.
Yeah, I'd be looking around the Northwest HQ for the fucking receipts.
Yeah.
Hey, you seen the Lockheed receipt? I'm going to make a call. Might give this fourth one back.
Yeah. Straight after that, though, they've switched to DC-3s. And in 1941, a Northwest Douglas DC-3 had ice on the wings in Minnesota, ditched in fog and mist, 14 brown bread.
Oof.
Lone survivor.
Who was that?
Mr. Clarence Bates, or Captain Clarence Bates, the pilot, no less.
Sick.
Thrown clear of the wreckage. Imagine that.
Oh, so you shouldn't put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, one of those. I can't tell you how many times I've been privy to that. Those two words from 60-ish overweight alcoholic Queensland men over the years, or just Queenslanders. Not afraid to impart some knowledge to those types, but wide array of knowledge to relative stranger, completely unimpeded by humility. But I was thrown clear. That's one of their classic statements. Me four best mates, they were in seatbelts, fucking idiots. Dead, a lot of them, not me. No seatbelt, I was thrown clear.
There was a partner at the law firm my mum worked at for years who, she's this great chick. Same thing though, smashed her car, and not a lunatic either. Like obviously a very intelligent person, got a great career. Thrown clear through the windshield, lived. I heard that when I was 12 and thought, well,
I'm not buckling up.
What's this fake news? Hashtag fake news about the seatbelts.
Yeah. Oh, that's your first foray into fake news, is it?
Yeah.
And you've gone downhill since.
I don't even strap the kids in now. I just tell Charlie to hold a few soft toys and I'll hold on to the baby when we drive around.
Yeah, just strap a soft toy to his forehead. Be fine. throw on clear types. I've all got, a lot of them have an exemption to show the cops. They're just like, oh, no, I don't have to wear one.
Oh.
Cabbies, like old cabbie types. Brakes. They don't like brakes either. They've got brakes. That's what gets most people into trouble. Especially if you don't have the driving skills I do. Accelerate your way out of trouble. It's the only way.
Yeah, don't turn against the spin. Turn into it.
Yeah.
Slow down quicker. Don't fight it.
Yeah.
We like
and you,
water.
You know all this. Like you just should intuitively know all this.
Yeah.
And in the 2 seconds, in the 1/10 of a second you got between, you know, a crash and not crashing.
I remember when I was about 16, when I got my L's and then just never went on to get the actual license for another 14 years or so.
You must have had the longest L's ever.
Yeah, I had to refresh them a few times. Pretty sad day down at Vic Roads.
Yeah.
My parents wanted me to do a dangerous driving course.
Yeah, put an oil slick on the road and stuff. And do,
just do burnouts on an oil slick.
I've
but
seen
I,
it.
I couldn't tell my parents, and they'll be listening to this, that any time I got into a car with friends of mine, I was a part of a dangerous driving course.
Yeah, right. Take the course off the end of that. And that's what you're in, I reckon.
No seatbelt.
I worked on a TV show called Australia's Worst Driver.
Yeah.
And it was Australia's worst show, but it was I nearly got killed at one of those courses. They were fucking terrible, these people.
Really?
Yeah, you're just standing with. Yeah, I was on props and, you know, just running around like an idiot doing stuff for the show.
If you showed me all the faces of the contestants, guess who style, you reckon I could get it within three quarters?
Makes you think, doesn't it? I knew you were going to ask that.
Your mate.
You could pick what sort of driver each one was.
Before anybody bloody fires up the blogs,
I
would have just picked the worst driver. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have picked someone with bad eyesight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't want to bang on about accidents all day, even though it is without doubt quite interesting. One last Northwest incident. In 1990 in Pittsburgh, go Steelers, two Northwest planes hit each other on the runway.
Right.
Imagine that. Bigger one didn't come off as badly. That's quite galling. That's like slamming the back of a car at the lights, thinking, oh, well, at least their car got done worse than mine. Oh, shit, it's my wife's car.
Any deaths in that one?
Yes, there were. But none on the big plane.
Yeah.
Small one, whose fault it was. I think they just you know, chucked a left instead of a right out onto the runway. Another plane was coming in, bang. Or plane was taken off.
I think it's the biggest
ran over it.
Biggest body count on an air crash investigations episode was two planes on a runway.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we've talked about that in the past.
Maybe a Pan Am?
Oh, it was huge.
Massive.
It was, yeah.
Good air.
Anyway. Better get to this incident, mate. Been arsing around. Northwest Airlines, if you cast your mind back to flight 206, October 22, 1994. And before we go on, I've got to say, as with everything, this is all alleged. All right. So just take that as a given in everything that gets said on this podcast in the past and the future.
No more bets.
Yeah. San Francisco economist and columnist Julianne Malveaux, known far and wide for her hot politically charged sound bites, was catching a plane from Detroit to DC. Not a big flight. And she wanted a bit of shut eye, no doubt, tuck it out from a full schedule, which then included being on a morning TV talk show in Washington.
Oh.
So that's the way, isn't it? 1 minute, you're a hard-hitting political activist, or in the case of NJ Cody, a hard-hitting stand-up comedian who tells it like it is. The next, you cross into Dickie Wilkins for the latest Gold Coast celebrity gossip and telling old people which Ampol they should go to get to the cash cow. Slippery slope, buddy.
Not doing either one of those things yet.
TikTok.
Lockdown knocks out any more of these tour dates and I'll have all your Hollywood showbiz goss.
Yeah. And a Dickie Wilkins haircut.
Mate, he's looking good for 87 or whatever he is.
That's amazing.
Dickie Wilkins.
Again, bit lighter hair, not like the dark, what cynics would say, nugget boot polish hair that you see on some men. But still, no grey.
Yeah. It is smarter. Go lighter with the dye.
Yeah, right. I don't know, man.
I don't think it stands out as much. Because old guys as well, generally not in the sun as much. They're getting paler as their hair gets darker. Impossible.
Yeah. You know what stands out even less? Just dignity. Just let it go. Just let it ride like the rest of us. So Julianne, she's having a nap. And what do you know? A 9-year-old girl walks past and bumps into a seat.
Well,
so
I'm on her side already. Yeah.
Well, yeah, she did what anyone in the same situation, particularly a public figure, would. She called the girl a little savage, as well as what's described in the Washington Post as a particularly foul four-syllable word. So, once again, the free American press can print what they like until it nudges the Christian sensibilities of its readership, at which point you protect the public from themselves. What would Woodward and Bernstein think of that?
I assume the four-syllable word, motherfucker.
That's my front runner.
Yeah.
It's got to be motherfucker. Although, it sort of beggars belief to me that you just call a 9-year-old a motherfucker. It's an incredible, that's a big leap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like little savage, that'll do. Motherfucker. That's crazy. I mean, you can think it.
I'm making an early guess here that, oh, no, 94, probably didn't have to blame mental illness then. You just did stuff. But I'm seeing some pills in the future of this story. I reckon that's maybe 30 minutes after you've had one. You're trying to sleep and you get nudged. That's the pills.
I thought you were going to say it's in the heyday of Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
It was right about then or a few years after that. That was probably on her mind.
Nakatomi Plaza. Yeah.
Maybe she was dreaming of that. I mean, you can think it, but we all do, but to actually say that, especially as a political activist whose hot button issues include.
Oh, here we go.
Race. Culture.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gender. And their respective economic impacts. I'm not quite sure which of those was first to abandon Julianne when she called a 9-year-old girl, no less, but who sees gender, a motherfucker. Crazy.
How good just pre-mobile phone.
Pre-being filmed.
Yeah.
I think. Fine, yeah.
Say whatever you want and just know full. It's no one got that. No one will believe you.
Oh, of course.
I'm a political commentator. I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah. It's like the Johns Brothers up in Newcastle just belting shit out of people on the street. Fuck off. No mobile phones yet. Do what we want. We own this town.
Leagueys, I think, still don't think there are mobile phones.
They don't really know how they work. They haven't got around that. The fun didn't stop here, though. Everyone was out to get Julianne that day. The 9-year-old was just the first cab off the rank. Next up, a flight attendant opened up a can of soda pop for someone and a little bit sprayed Julianne of fizzy pop. Could have happened to anyone else on the plane. Just had to be Julianne. And for her troubles there of getting of spraying a bit of soda pop on Julianne, the FA got called a stupid bitch and a whore.
Jesus.
So... dropped a few syllables off there. Day's obviously getting better.
Yeah. Well, I did try and get corn syrup out of a pantsuit. Probably a bit rough. So
sees the hole straight through it immediately.
I was looking up Lucha's, my wife's breastfeeding, and I was looking up what's in formula. Right. Never had to give a kid formula, and I was like, what's in there? Mm. In a lot of American ones, corn syrup. Just get them on it.
Oh, really?
Get them on it early.
Wow.
Yeah. Corn syrup in the baby formula.
In a powdered format, you're talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make anything to powder now, don't they?
Fucking, how good for a newborn?
That's amazing.
Get a bit of corn syrup in you.
Should go natural and stick with sugar in the stuff.
Have a little baby Monster Energy, a little screw cap that you can put the teat on.
Yeah. Up and go. It's already halfway there. The third incident, though. And what are the odds that three separate strangers are out to get the one victim on the same day on the same flight? Some may say uncanny. I say oppression. Julianne, she had a laptop out as the plane was coming into land. 1994, laptop. So
I think we've spoken on an old episode, a bloke that was, I think, watching porn on his laptop.
Yeah, he was watching porn on his laptop, yeah.
Just the weight of a 90s laptop on a fucking tray. It's bending it.
I'd snap it. Yeah.
I got a little fucking 13-inch MacBook Pro, and that you put that down on it on a seat, on a plane seat tray.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a 94 laptop. Even just to, there's no way the battery life on that's good.
No, not getting much out of it. It's all for show. Like, what those things, you had to boot it up, watch some flying toasters while you put a floppy disk in. Little wonder she was testy. Although.
You got about 45 seconds to do the work you have to do. Before that shuts off.
Oh, yeah.
Fully charged.
Yeah. Kid nudges it. It's over. Start again. We didn't really know back then how fast computers can and should, as a basic human right, operate. So maybe she was fine. although she's obviously not in a great mood after being picked on so much already. So, yeah, they said, put your laptop away, we're coming into land. Julianne, she wasn't having that. She'd already had quite the time. So she's grabbed the arm of the flight attendant and given her a piece of her mind. It's unclear what words she used here, but that was what got her arrested upon landing in DC.
Three strikes, you're out policy in the States.
Yeah, that is the third strike. As it turns out, though, as usual, when the public-facing side of the ledger is pretty full, you just get to cut loose and abuse kids and hit adults. You've got to even shit up. Like, I imagine towards the end of your life, if you've been really good your whole life, you're like, oh, fuck this.
I'm
going to throw all my chip packets in the ocean, you know, start belting people down at the supermarket if they've got 13 items in the 12 and less, whatever. Just do anything. That's why old people are pissed off. I just let them go.
I just think a lot of old people are cranky because they did what they thought they were meant to do the whole time.
Yeah.
Buy a house and settle down and blow. And then you get to the end and go, oh, fucked it. I should have done anything but this.
Yeah. And now young people are telling them how to think and what to do.
Yeah.
No, I probably won't be having that, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you haven't up to this point.
What? So
I can't see you turning around in your later years.
Maybe. I thought with this, though, maybe it was a getting woken up thing. There probably should be a 5-second rule when it comes to getting woken up, whereby you can just yell and do what you want because you're clearly not yourself. Like, being woken up from a deep sleep, it's unpleasant.
I know what I'm like. I've fallen asleep on planes before and you do the
dick. Oh, yeah. You're like, who? What? Piss off. Kill you all. And that's about 5 seconds worth. Oh, sorry. No, it's fine. Just start swinging fists as soon as you wake up.
Have I spoken about the flight on here before? That a few years back, very hungover, flying back from Sydney or Brisbane to Melbourne, I think, and hopped on the plane, passed out, opened my eyes, and everyone was still. Like the flight attendant holding a drink, holding a cup with the water jug still.
Yeah.
I thought everybody had frozen, but it was Remembrance Day and they were just doing a moment's silence that announced.
Yeah.
And that the end of that announcement had woken me up and I look around and think, oh, fuck, it's Payne Stewart. Everyone up here is frozen. You're going to get fucking shot down.
They're all actors doing one of those impro dances that they do in public. What are they called?
Flash mob. Just the whole flash mob.
Yeah. It's a little joke that they play on you, the flight attendant, those kooky flight attendants that you sometimes get. Yuck. Yeah, get back to your normal self after you've been woke up and after about 5 seconds. She didn't. That should be a standard facet of society. We should let the 9-year-old motherfucker thing go. The other stuff, that was clearly after the 5-second rule. So take what she's given. She was got to DC. Julianne was charged with misdemeanor assault on a flight attendant. Straight to trial.
Wow.
She went. Yeah. Had to go to trial. It's in that sort of grey area in the 90s when they hadn't quite figured out air rage.
Yeah.
They go, well, come hard down on this one. Oh, no, we better, you know, they're still undecided what to do.
Don't they have a magistrate's court? A lot of things go to trial over there that you think, no, this should just be one person.
Yeah, pretty much.
Early Monday morning. Give you 18 months probation or whatever. Move it along.
Yeah.
You imagine getting called up for jury duty. And you think, fuck, am I about to, you know, is this the OJ? Is this OJ Simpson part two?
Yeah.
Nah.
That'd be sick. I mean, I've never been called up, but I'd do it, but be so disappointed if it was something like this. You want it to be an OJ or something, like something real exciting.
Would you take it?
Well, I mean, you know, technically you have to. I think you can get out of it easily. Just say, I'm a family man, single income, you know. Or I'm a semi-public face. I'm going to get fucking killed.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I'd like to do it, but I'd be really. I think it's a roll of the dice. I'd be pissed off if I took 3 months out of work to get paid about $50 a day or something, and it's a fucking case like this.
Yeah,
that would annoy me. You want a murder?
Yeah,
minimum.
I love that too, where it's like, no. You don't get paid much money because you're doing your bit for society.
Yeah,
and you go. What's the fucking judge on?
Yeah.
What's that lawyer on?
Yeah.
Pinstripe suit. That's not 50 a day. I fucking know that much. Why are we the only ones doing our part for society here?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, get out of pain. It's always cash. She pleaded not guilty, obviously. And then she secured the services of none other than Leonard Birdsong to represent her in court. And I, of course, took a brief trip over to leonardbirdsong.com.
Oh, still going?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It features an extreme ECU on the homepage for those in the biz, extreme close-up. Wow. On, I assume he's bald. You only see from halfway up his chin to just above the eyebrows.
Oh, yeah,
first
great.
Shot. But I tell you what Leonard Birdsong is.
Yeah.
He is a speaker, author, law professor, barber.
Oh, no. Sorry. Sorry, Rad.
I just did that to fuck you up.
You did. You fucking got me. Father at the end.
No. I just put that on at the end because he is a father. He forgot to put it on. Did it for him. He's written dozens of books, including Professor Birdsong's 147 Dumbest Criminal Stories, Florida.
Whoa,
so that's just Florida stories that he's got.
And that can't be just one. That's got to be the first 6 months of a particular year.
Oh, yeah. Like the books are complete with insights from the professor himself, such as when a woman bit her boyfriend's leg when he said he was leaving.
Oh.
And he adds in, she should have been charged with assault and battery instead. So that's what we're looking at.
Wow. This should be on Brekkie Radio.
Yeah.
Leonard.
Well, funny you say that.
I assume you're going to point out what I'm looking at on his website now. Leonard Birdsong Radio.
Yes.
How good.
Oh, it's great. This is what you want from an American lawyer. Like, it's good to have a laugh once a day, as is Birdsong's adage. There's on his website too, there's an FAQ section. And the first question on it is, are you a real lawyer?
Wow.
So that's frequently asked. Question two, are you a real law professor?
Mate, it's your website. You can.
Yeah, I know.
You can put whatever you want. I'd skip those.
Well, I read this. And it inspired me to put an FAQ on my own very website. But I managed to fuck it up and put it on the footer of every page. But then I've figured it out since. It was just
makes you think.
Had an FAQ on every page.
Yeah.
Now it's just in the bio. So
oh wow.
If you're at all interested, head over to lukeheggie.com.
What have you done?
Buy a page. There's an FAQ. It's only three questions, but frequently asked.
All right, I'm on your website now. Question one, are you a real lawyer? I like it. Your FAQ, very good.
Yeah.
The FAQ should be, why don't you get someone to make your website? That should be the question. Then the FAQ would have its own section. Just send it to me. I'll put it in there for you. I love that you've got a great section just stapled at the bottom of your bio. Very good.
Yeah. Righto. Well, where else am I going to fucking put it? There are too many pages on my website. I can't just have a special FAQ page. I could actually.
You know what? I'm going to screenshot it and I'll put it on the socials.
Oh, okay. Good on you, mate. Thanks. On Leonard's site, the speakership page features offers to come and speak for money on topics such as From Legal to Laughter, How I Became a Humor Writer, as well as How and Why I Became a Law Professor Who Went On to Win Professor of the Year Award 4 times in my career. Bit up himself. And
I'm not paying someone to come and brag. Yeah.
This is a quote. His work in Germany holding hearings for former Nazi Party members who sought visas to travel to the US in the 1980s. This time, Leonard appears to switch to the third person to distance himself from himself a little bit. What do you reckon Julianne, a reasonably active activist, what would she make of her attorney getting visas for Nazis? I reckon not much, at least outwardly.
Oh, again, terrible, but I don't want my lawyer having his own podcast / radio station.
Oh, fuck no. None of that. Terrible. As long as he gets her off, though, who gives a shit?
Love his outfit, by the way. His dress sense, pretty good. Just the blazer over a fucking white Bonds T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
With a pocket square.
Blazer over a T-shirt. Future you.
There's one big difference between Leonard's photo and mine.
He hasn't got much hair.
That's the one.
Over at JulianneMalvo.com, she has but one book on offer. It's called Are We Better Off? Race, Obama and Public Policy. Although she has written multiple books in the past, all quite serious in nature, not like Leonard and his trademark sense of humour. Not much money in books anymore, is it? Like, unless it's sensationalism or children's tales where unlikely carnivores and herbivores put aside their glaringly obvious fucking differences and go farting somewhere together. The Lion and the Zebra Doing Poos in the Morning Sun by N.J. Cody.
Hold on, what was the name of my book? What's it going to be?
The Lion and the Zebra Doing Poos in the Morning Sun. The Gazelle and the Tiger Go Farting in the Forest. That's, you know, it's all the same.
By the way, my son wanted to see, he's only ever seen crocodiles and alligators in kids' books.
Yeah.
They're smiling and stuff, doing shuckers.
Yeah.
And he said, Daddy, watch man catch crocodile. I said, fuck yeah, we can watch that. Yep. Got YouTube up on the telly, put on a bit of Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah.
And I don't think he realised how vicious actual crocs were.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Has not asked for more crocodile footage since.
Good. Imagine if you never find out. Like, kids get sheltered until they're 10 or 12 or something. They see one. Go and say g'day, give it a pat. See how you go.
Going through Canada about 10 years ago, there was a tourist pulled over trying to give a bear a sandwich.
Oh, Jesus.
You'd only seen Yogi Bear or something.
Yeah.
Got something out of his picnic basket.
He'd lose his head?
No, a ranger had to run over screaming at him.
Jesus Christ. That's insane. It's fucking, world's not going to miss people like that, I don't reckon.
Nah, let him go.
Yeah, big cleaning job on the interior of the car, though. Oh, was he leaning out of his car doing it?
No, he was out. He was walking over towards the bear with a sandwich.
Oh, right.
People had all pulled over. My mate and I were on a road trip, so we thought, fuck, what's everyone looking at?
Yeah.
Just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
There's got to be something. There's got to be a reason everyone stopped here. And, yeah, it was an adult.
UFO. Yeah, right.
Not in Canada. That's purely an American phenomenon.
Yeah. I saw some bears there. It scares the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah.
I was on a push bike and I just got out of there quick when I saw it. You've done similar, haven't you?
Yeah. Came across a bear on a pushy in Alaska. Everyone talks about, the snakes and spiders here in Australia.
Nah, fucking nothing.
Nothing compared to a bear.
Yeah, I know. Like everyone's on about that. Oh, the humble mosquito kills more. Yeah, righto. But I've smashed a lot of them against my wall. Could never do that to a fucking bear. Anyway, so Julianne, she's denied all the charges, of course, said Birdsong. They carried a maximum 6-month jail sentence at the time. The courts obviously saw that a joke book author was in charge of the defence and gave her probation only. World Needs Her out there in society hosting her radio talk show, now known of as Essential Work, as you know. I assume lack of sleep is in jail somewhere in Washington as we speak. That's a clear culprit here in this case.
Oh, fuck, it'll get you.
That gets a lot of celebrities. Gets a lot of celebrities into trouble, lack of sleep. When they're tired, they often say some racist stuff. I've seen it.
Well, I've got a 9-day-old at home.
Yeah, you should cut loose.
Got a few excuses up the sleeve. Sorry, Luch, I've got to go to the shops.
Yeah.
Shops without a mask and just tell a few people what I think of them.
Yeah.
Quick, while I'm fatigued.
Good old Birdsong. He actually had his own radio show at the same radio station as Malvo. She's in some pictures with him. He had an overnight radio talk show in 1993.
Oh, rough.
But then he managed to get the coveted Thursday afternoon slot by 1996. Imagine that, being an actual law professor and a lawyer and you're doing overnight radio on top of that because you just want to be in the spotlight. I've never trusted a something to the stars. Like, that's fuck. Like,
anything. Any of them. Trainer, lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Any.
Hairdresser.
Getting a radio station lawyer. It's like getting like a fat-headed Australian celebrity carpenter to build you a house in his unsoiled King G's. Nah, hang on. Keep his hand with those bricks, Scotty Cam. Nah, looking for a camera to talk to. These hands are for gestures only.
Is your hero, old Scotty Cam, who you'd look up to, you and the boys on the work site.
Yeah. He's got to spend some time talking to the camera, talking about the time constraints of the project in minute detail.
Maybe you can be, for Scotty Cam, you can be like the dicky knee for the block, just pop up with some little snide remarks.
Little tips. Till he get a hammer across the head. He'd learn how to use a hammer then, wouldn't he? Could just muck in and help the workers. Hadn't swung a hammer for decades. Too busy being the best builder in the land. Happens to the best of them. Anyone to the stars, not to be trusted. They clearly want to be a fucking star themselves, preventing them from doing their fucking job properly.
Well, it's like publicists now. Publicists that want to be known.
Oh, celebration of the middleman. It's been coming on for years. I don't like it. I know some of your heroes are Ferrari driving real estate agents, etc. Not for me.
I'd like to contact Leonard. Oh, he's in Orlando, Florida, obviously.
He lives there.
Well, yeah, it says contact info. He's in a suite.
Lives in a suite.
No, I assume it's his office.
Yeah, right.
But
office. Office with the fold out.
Speaker, author, law professor.
Yeah.
Radio. Oh, I clicked on his about in 1993, hosting his overnight talk show. I'm also not a fan of a suit and bow tie on a radio host.
Oh, God. Yep.
I know why I dress like I just put on clothes that I found on the floor when I'm on breakfast radio, and that's because
you did.
They're the clothes I've got on.
Mm.
But at least I'm giving it the respect it deserves.
Yeah.
A fucking suit on radio is always yuck.
Ah, fucking having to see pictures of people who work on radio. That was the first thing.
Mm.
Radio hosts on the side of a bus. Fucking hell. Chefs. I look at chefs now. Cook my fucking food in silence behind a brick wall, please. That's why I'm here. I'm the star. I'm paying. So, yeah.
Are you one of those at a restaurant? I pay your wages. Like how you talk to cops.
I think it. I don't say it because I don't want snot in my food. But I don't really need to see what chefs are up to. I know what goes on in kitchens. I've been in them. I would hate to have ever worked in one of those ones. It's open to the restaurant.
I think worst restaurant to work in, Japanese restaurants where they always, everyone has to yell out when you come in.
Ah, yeah.
You've got to do
moshy,
your head
moshy.
In.
Yeah. Is it moshy moshy?
Not sure.
Is that on the phone?
I don't know, but something's getting yelled out.
Yeah, I know. It's just noise in the end.
But everyone joins in. You're like, fuck, that'd do your head in.
Yeah.
On a packed Friday and Saturday, yelling that hundreds of times. Nah. There's a poor bloke cutting up the salmon in front of you. No, thank you.
Yeah, in like 360 degrees. Nowhere to hide there. You can't just crouch down and shove something in your face to eat.
Can't scratch your ass.
No, nothing.
Just got an itchy ring for your 9-hour shift. No, thanks.
I like to think most chefs don't address their itchy ring in the kitchen anyway.
Well, you're lying to yourself.
All right, man, I'm going to go. Well, you know, in summary, thank goodness Julianne was free to go on and just, you know, engage herself in speakership roles unimpeded by the law, calling a 9-year-old a motherfucker. Who cares? I don't get to do that. I reckon I'd do time.
I reckon, well, I think it's one of my, one of the things about this show that I didn't know when we started it would be just the wide variety of sentences and punishments for people in America based on what they did in the sky.
Yeah.
You know, because someone like this, nothing, don't worry about it. And then a guy winks at a flight attendant, 18 years.
Yeah.
The death penalty at the end.
I don't think it's dependent on the crime. It's the quality of defense that you've got.
Fuck
you roll in and defend yourself, you're fucked. They're particularly offended by that. They say they represent the people, the courts, but try representing yourself. See what they say about the people then. Nah.
If I ever get in trouble, I know exactly where I'm going for legal help. A billboard.
Yeah.
The first lawyer I see on a billboard, you're getting a buzz.
It's the tenacity that you like. A Saul type. Yeah, you know, mate, I'm going to chuff off.
That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening in. Leave a bloody review and rate us on iTunes or whatever you listen on. We do appreciate it. It helps out a lot. Get on patreon.com.
While we're at it,
/midflightbrawl. Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to, after your plugs, just give friend of the show and fellow comedian Sean Woodland another plug. His podcast, Your Hobby is Shit, it's humming along nicely. It's very funny. And it's short and sharp. You get one out of the way on your way to work. No mess, no fuss.
Boss, get it done. Sean Woodland's pod. As I said, patreon.com/midflightbrawl, at midflightbrawl on Instagram. But yeah, go to Patreon for the extra eps. We've got a live show coming up in Melbourne later in the year as a part of the Great Australian Podcast Festival. Info for that is on Insta and the website. I think that's it, Heggy. Yeah, live shows, done, we don't know what's coming up because we're still fucking in lockdown.
Yeah, cancelling shit all over the joint. Anyway.
I reckon you're in for a big one in New South Wales, unfortunately.
I think so too. Yeah. November will be my first foray back out in the public, maybe. Don't know.
Oh.
Anyway.
Happier than ever, right, I'm sure.
Yeah. Take it easy, mate. Copy later.
Later.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.